This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-5168. Regarding Wade, W-A-D like David, E, middle initial M like Mark, Spikerman, it's S-P-I-E-K-E-R-M like Mary, A-N like November. Date of birth, January 12, 1974. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a consultation for Mr. Spikerman, who was sent for evaluation of increased creatinine level with a progressive rise in creatinine since September of 2022, and also a drop in albumin levels. The patient is a 49-year-old male patient who was using ibuprofen heavily for over 5 years, especially for left shoulder pain and other joint pain. He's also been diabetic for at least 5 years, and hemoglobin A1C's ranged between 6.5 and greater than 9. But most recently, his last hemoglobin A1C was 7.2. He also has a history of very high triglyceride levels. He has stopped using ibuprofen and all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs in the middle of May this year. However, if that has caused some membranous nephropathy, it would take 1 to 2 years before improvement would be noticed. But he just had labs done August 11th of 2023, and the creatinine's actually increased. In May, it was 2.81. Now it's 2.98. So there's an ongoing change and worsening of kidney function. The patient is supposed to be having left shoulder reconstructive surgery. That's at the end of September of this year. He has been receiving steroid injections in that shoulder for pain control, and the surgery has been postponed, but also it will need to be postponed until the renal function, the reason for the renal decline could be determined, and possibly treatment may be needed, depending on the outcome of the testing. The patient denies any heart history other than high blood pressure for many years. He does have a history of obesity, and he has lost over 100 pounds over the last several years. He was working full-time in a metal shop, but he's been on disability since June of this year and will remain on disability till he gets his shoulder repair done. He does have reflux problems without nausea, vomiting, no dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear. He has no incontinence, no nocturia. Occasionally, he notices foaminess of the urine, though. And he does have edema, which gets worse after he has been working on his feet and standing for more than 8 hours. But since he's been off work, that edema is improved. Past medical history, type 2 diabetes for greater than 5 years, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and history of left shoulder injury many years ago, which causes that shoulder to be dislocated very easily, and it's very painful. Past surgical history, he had a right knee scope many years ago, left ankle ligament repair, and nasal reconstruction. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker. He quit smoking in 2022. Prior to that, he smoked one pack a day for 20 years. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married, lives with his wife, and currently he's on disability from his metal shop employment. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies, medications, Tylenol, 500 milligrams, 2 capsules every 8 hours as needed for pain, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Lipitor, 80 milligram daily, Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 10 milligram daily, Zetia, 10 milligram daily, Glipizide, 10 milligram twice a day, Basaglar insulin, 60 units once daily in the evening, lidocaine patches as needed to the left shoulder, lisinopril, 2.5 milligram daily, Actos, 45 milligram daily, phenofibrate is 100 milligram daily. And his metformin was also stopped in May when we noticed the renal function estimated GFR was 27 at that time. Physical exam, height 71 inches, weight 267 pounds, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff 150 over 90, pulse 94, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen is soft, obese, no ascites, no palpable masses, no liver or spleen enlargement. Extremities, he has 1 to 2+ edema from knees to toes. He does have decreased sensation in both feet due to diabetic neuropathy also. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 11th of 2023. The creatinine was 2.98 with estimated GFR of 25. May 2nd, 2023, creatinine 2.81, GFR 27. 9/2/2022, creatinine was 1.77, GFR 47. May 23rd, 2022, creatinine 1.51, GFR 59. 2/18/2022, creatinine is 1.45 with GFR 59. And 11/11/21, creatinine is 1.11, GFR greater than 60. August 6, 2021, creatinine 1.61 with a GFR of 50. In labs on August 11th of this year, calcium 8.32, electrolytes are normal, albumin low at 3.1. Liver enzymes are normal. Triglycerides are 941, and hemoglobin A1C is 7. His hemoglobin is 12.2. Normal white count, platelets 141,000. Urinalysis, a small amount of blood, and greater than 500 protein. Also, glucose is present due to the Farxiga use. And albumin levels 9.2 of 22, that is 3.1. 5/23 of 22, albumin 3.3, 2/18/2022, albumin is 3.1. It was actually in the 3 range until starting January 4th of 2021, 3.0 albumin. July 20th of 2020, our albumin level is 3.9, so it appears to be normal in 2020. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease. This is possibly due to long-standing NSAID use, which would cause membranous nephropathy, possibly secondary FSGS due to obesity or diabetic nephropathy. But he also has gross proteinuria at this point. We are getting a stat kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan. That's going to be done on August 17th. We're going to repeat all labs and also do a 24-hour urine for protein. After the tests come back, the patient may actually need a kidney biopsy to determine the exact cause of the gross proteinuria and the progressive worsening with stage 4 chronic kidney disease. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 2 weeks. The patient was also examined and evaluated by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.